Wappy, we're back.
I just got out of jail.
You got out of jail, the Kaya Asylum,
Feel like you're picking me up from the airport.
after a long a little break we had, huh? No, hi y'all. We are back. It's your girl New Paris, the Dame of DC, hostess with the most of the reggaeton brunch, all around drag performer who has upped her bookings. She performs not only one time a month, now she performs like 3 times a month. So she's winning in 2025. I'm back, y'all. What's up, Divas?
She has upped her bookings, not her booking fee. She ups her booking fees at
Okay, okay.
Reggaeton Brass, no shade. But at the other bars, girl, you can pay her. Go, just call her. And I'm Rafi. I am a local DJ here in DC, event coordinator, event producer, host, party fun person in DC. Party fun person. That's what I'm going to leave with myself.
Party fun person. You know what?
Party
That
fun
honestly
person.
is kind of like, if you had cars like party fun person, I'd be like, what's that?
DC's party fun person. I think that goes. That's what we're leaning into, and we work together with Reggaeton Brunch, a local brunch here in DC, where we have combined drag, Latino culture, and a lot of tequila. Yeah, we started this podcast about what, 5, 17 years ago.
6 years ago, like I said, March 2019. I started dragging March 2020 when we started our YouTube channel. And then in 2022, I started performing in March. So, like, March is our time, Rafi. Spring come, and so do we.
And the initial purpose of this podcast is almost to keep it like a time capsule of me and Nunu's friendship and experiences here in DC as we've learned to have a platform together. But also, the key focus was originally to tell people what not to do, advice, l lessons, shared experiences. And I think that's what we're going back to as we return. We have some exciting interviews coming up, people that we met through the process during our, quote unquote hiatus. And we got a lot of exciting things planned. I'm excited to be back with you, Nunu.
I'm excited too because, for the multitude of people who are wondering what happened, who framed Roger Rabbit? No. I think it was a weird time for us. We had a hiatus, and I don't think Rafi expected a hiatus.
No, Nunu got booked for a secret project that
What?
she couldn't tell me about. And during a 3 hour phone call of us almost ending our friendship at the same
Oh
time,
my gosh.
Nunu decided to I kind of did like the is it done? Like, do you want to do the podcast? Like, is this over? Like, do you need a break from the podcast?
It's over.
I expected her to be like, no, honey. When Dudu said yes, I wasn't even done with the question. The question mark wasn't even put into the sentence before she was like, yes, honey, I'm done. I need to really be in a different headspace, and I need to prepare for this
Is that
secret.
how you remember it?
Yes, over the phone in the dark, and I was crying.
You know, I was also, I think, in the dark.
And yeah, and that's what you said. You were like, I'm in a dark place. I just don't feel like, I feel like I can't be vulnerable
No. I'll tee
anymore.
y'all. I mean, we did obviously go through a real trial in our friendship of almost a decade, you know that.
I know. I mean, we've been friends for now a master's degree. Like, we're about to be like doctorate degree level of years
So it
together.
was actually really weird. So it was like real stuff happening behind the scenes, y'all. And I'm just happy we made it on the other side. I never wanted to give up Wait, Don't Do It. I just wanted Wait, Don't Do It to stop for a little bit. And what that means for me is I learned so much about myself during this last summer 2024, about my identity as a non-binary person. I learned about myself as, oh my God, you're laughing at me. And I learned about myself as a separate person, like discovering my roots and identity again. If you're a Gemini, you kind of understand that rebirth thing. Like, I just was going through an identity crisis, honestly. And it really had nothing to do with like Rafi or well, anything that was going on there. It was just, I didn't know who I was anymore. And at the same time, I happened to get booked for the lead of High Ball Musical or High School Musical drag parody as Gabriella, and I was around, rehearsal schedules and around all these other trans and non-binary people who share, my same experiences. So I was just learning a lot about myself, and I felt like our friendship just needed to be our friendship and not the podcast.
I definitely agree that we definitely wanted to focus more on our friendship and not work together during that time. But I'm also glad that, in our other projects like Reggaeton Brunch, you can find your roots as a Latina woman. Do you think you use Reggaeton Brunch to like prepare to be Gabriela Montez, another Latina woman in a High School Musical?
Yeah, you know what? I want to be very honest. I really do think all that stuff affected Reggaeton Brunch. I struggle to find my own identity in Reggaeton Brunch, something that, we started together. You know what I mean? And that was what was so crazy about last year is that I was just so lost. And now, once, given that space to find myself, I was able to come back to it in such a better way. And I felt like Reggaeton Brunch has been popping. I mean, y'all seen the videos. It's just been so amazing. And I just love that we get to do that. Like it really used to be like work, y'all. Me and Rafi used to have some spats.
But no, I mean, two friends, and I saw something on TikTok that was like, when your friendship enters sibling level communication, I feel like that's kind of, and Nunu does not have a sibling, so she's just used to like killing things that she didn't want to be around herself. But I
It.
grew up with a sister, and especially Nunu, I feel like it's always gonna be a really sisterly relationship, even when she's out of drag. But I definitely think we
Because I'm
needed
a
to
woman.
remember what that time like in our friendship before we had a podcast, because I wanted to, appreciate Nunu Paris for what Nunu Paris is, because Nunu Paris at the end of the day is a legendary performer in the Washington
Ah,
D.C.
stop.
No, I mean, well, period. I mean, let's be clear: no one doesn't like Nunu Paris. Nobody doesn't like Nunu Paris. Not a single person out there has done what Nunu Paris has done in the time that she's done it. Okay? And I want you to own that. Only Nunu Paris
Own it, baby.
can get on show, get on stages because she has a podcast.
Okay. And that's what the gag is. That's what I'm saying. That was also a big gag, right? Because we don't do it with such part of our identity. That's why it keeps going back to identity. I keep repeating that, but like I started within us, and when I was getting out there and we were really developing yourself, I felt like I couldn't develop myself within us almost because I started with us, and it was a hard separation. It was really, really hard.
Nunu Paris is like a socialite more so than a drag performer. Not saying I'm taking away
Oh,
from drag presence
not
or
too much. Not too much.
but I would say that you definitely have encapsulated Nunu Paris as like multiple things,
Oh, yeah,
not
that part
just.
too. Like, the best part about, Rafi is that Rafi gets to always be Rafi. And I think
I know. That's
that.
the best part of being alive, honey. Trust me. It's so fun being
But
right.
that's true. And like when we started this podcast, you were always you, right? And so you just been growing yourself. And when we started the podcast, I was really not this version of myself. So it was really just different, to be honest. Very, very, very different. But we, after the summer, we really focused on our friendship. And I really just think we folk got to a good place again, and letting other people in and expanding the group and being able to be vulnerable with other adults and other like-minded people. I think that's the best part of all this, is that I felt we expanded so much.
Yeah, like I said, we grew. I really appreciate that time to not think about content, in many different ways, because I think creating content is fun. It's like it definitely has opened a lot of doors and opportunities, but it is exhausting and it always kind of makes you feel like you're on and everything starts to feel like work. So I'm glad we took that time to, really like step into a new era of Wait, Don't Do It. Because right now, I'm not gonna lie to you, I'm super excited for the upcoming episodes, but I'm just excited for like the collaborations with other people that have entrepreneurs that have started their things in DC and how they, are getting by. It's open, like what would they tell someone opening like opening a new thing or starting a new business. Like, that's what this is. I want this to be a space for us to have those conversations because I feel like we're all just figuring it out every day of every week.
Yes, that's exactly what I was gonna touch on. Just like, look at us figuring things out. Like, obviously, we've been doing this for years, so at some point it was gonna have to, stop, and we were just gonna be able to relaunch and come back. And I think we made the decision to come back when we were solid enough and feeling like we were like good to continue, because we want to be back. There's so much going on, especially now, y'all. It's 2025. Obviously, the world is feels
Ending.
like
Ending.
it's on fire, indeed, however you want to put it. And we didn't want our voices to not be heard amongst all the noise going on, whether that's providing positive outlook, comedic outlook, but also outlook to mobilize and support.
Along with, mobilizing and supporting, I just want to have a good fucking fun with this podcast. So we have a game called No Nouns where we're gonna be telling you a story. That about like an experience that happened to us, and we're gonna take out the nouns, like names, places, things. But we're just gonna tell you the story in full, like explicit realness. And again, if you know us, you'll probably know what we're talking about. And if you don't know us, hopefully you don't figure out what tea we're dropping. But Nunu said that she had the perfect no noun story.
Oh yeah, for sure, Rafi. I'm ready to start. So y'all, I was at Blank doing my gig, bucking and curling, what I'm saying? Get my dollars, having a good time. And sometimes after the show, people come back to the back room to talk with the girls. So Blank and Blake came to the back room, right? Right. And so we're talking about positions, sex positions, topping, bottoming, being on the apps, right? Sniffies, grinders, y'all know. And so Blank is like, oh, I'm a bottom in my relationship, but I top other guys because if I topped my man, I wouldn't respect him anymore. And I said, Blank, what?
Girl,
I got it.
wait, what? Like they don't respect someone who gets fucked?
They said they would not respect their man if they got topped, even though they're a bottom in that relationship.
Two things. That's both sometimes relatable, but we shouldn't be pushing that narrative anymore. I feel like that's like not the move.
But mainly, why would Blank and Blake come back there after my show? Like, I'm collecting my dollars. Like, what are we talking about?
You have friends. You be people want to hang out with Nunu.
Mind you, one of these Blakes has the biggest crush on
Dick.
Rafi. And Rafi
Who?
ignored Blank outside of Blank that one time. And it was just such much drama. And like, Rafi barely goes back to Blank anymore.
I want everyone to know that I have no idea what's going on right now. I don't know.
Allegedly.
Nunu has told me this story, but I forgot who she's talking about. But that's crazy. That's crazy. I feel like that's really problematic. Because I mean, I have been thinking about open relationships, and I used to be very like one way about it. But now, as I've gotten older, I'm like, you know what? I understand. You should be able to have like sexual fantasies with one person too. But sometimes, some people might not be into all the sexual fantasies. So I never want someone were my friend John's gonna be on the podcast for sure. He was like, oh, you should never limit yourself. I don't want to say no, my partner can't have that person, even though they want to have sex with that person. That's like limiting your experiences. So I definitely see that. But that's for a later podcast. Wow, what a juicy story. What did you That was a good one. That was a good one. So you mean to tell me that there's people in nightlife that are dicks?
And what I really no, I want someone that will fight for me like the way we fought for this podcast, the way we are fighting for y'all to make sure you keep up with us on all our social media. No, y'all, for real. Make sure you follow at the new Paris. Make sure you follow at Reggaeton Brunch DC, our favorite party where we have the most fun every some Saturday. It depends on however whenever the fuck we feel like it at this point. I don't give a fuck. Every Saturday we feel like having it at El Rey because it's a fun time. DJ Raffy Raff, honey, honey, be shutting it down.
The last couple of ones have been so good. The last ones have been so good. So yeah, we are going to be posting episodes every other Friday. This is just a standalone episode. We're just t touching base. We're just letting you know we are coming back in the next month. But Again, we have photo shoots planned. We have events planned. And we are going to be back, y'all. I'm just so excited to be back with y'all. I really am.
Exactly. Please follow Wait Is Raffy at A New Pairs, Ringtone Brunch DC. You can follow us on Spotify,
First of all,
Apple
it's Wait
Music.
Raffy. First of all, it's Wait Raffy. You didn't even know my username. That's crazy.